mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Got news for you. Christmas isn't over. The work has just begun. What we studied this morning in our Bible class. The work of Christmas is just beginning. So, it's time to give thanks and tell others. But first, I want you to meet Simeon. Probably already know him. Everybody does. Everybody that's a Christian knows who Simeon is. Trouble is, Luke doesn't tell us very much about Simeon. This fella in the temple. Luke doesn't tell us really how old he is. Everybody just thinks that he said he's not going to die. God promised him that he would not die until he saw his Savior. So everyone just assumes he's a pretty old fella, but we don't really know. What do we know about Simeon? He walks blameless in all the commandments of God. Is he perfect? He's devout. He practices what he professes. He professes the faith. He is a religious and a spiritual person. He is a man of God. He's also a member of the church. He has the Holy Spirit about him. Scripture tells us that. Though he hasn't seen his Lord yet, but the Holy Spirit is upon him. We only know that because Scripture tells us that. And the Holy Spirit leads him to be in the temple on this day. And he knows his faith, and he knows the Holy Scriptures. That's really all we know about Simeon. It's really about all I know about each and every one of you. There's a lot of Simeon sitting here today. We're just like Simeon. We have many of the same attributes, many of the same things that we know about Simeon in the Holy Scripture in Luke chapter 2. We are just the same. So Simeon is here among us today, you could say. Simeon eagerly awaits the coming of the Messiah. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So Simeon eagerly was awaiting the coming of his Lord. So do I. So do you. So do many people eagerly await the coming of the Lord. That's why we're Christians. We want to see Christ. We want to know Christ. We want to see Him. We want to see our Lord face to face. And here in our scripture today, in Luke chapter 2, Simeon comes face to face with his Lord. And what does he do? He grabs a hold of this baby and he holds him up and he praises God. Because Simeon knew and believed and trusted in the promise of God. Simeon had great faith. His whole life was influenced by his faith. Yeah, he was a good Jew, though, you know. But enter Mary and Joseph with this baby. And Simeon does the remarkable thing of taking the baby and lifting him up. I mean, even his father and his mother marveled at what was, his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. Yet they were the ones who have She gave birth to this baby. She was the one that talked to the angel. Joseph heard from an angel. They knew who this baby was, yet what Simeon said marveled them. And then he gives thanks because he had seen God. You know, there's an old Jewish tradition, it's actually more of a legend, that says that after God had created the whole world, he looked at some of the angels and he asked these angels what they thought of the world. And one of the angels said, "One thing is lacking, the sound of praise to the Creator." So God created music. And it was heard in the whisper of the wind and in the song of the birds. And to man also was given the gift of song. And all down through the ages, this gift of song has indeed proved a blessing for a multitude of souls. Our liturgy, that which we use here to worship in this holy house of God, you've heard the scripture for today. I invite you to open up your hymnals to page 199. We'll sing the Nunc Dimittis.
Scripture that we have before us today,
But when the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him, the baby Jesus, up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Like I said, he was 8 days old at this point. As it is written in the law of the Lord, quote, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord. A pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons or whatever. Why do I say or whatever? Because it doesn't make any difference. I think the main part of the whole deal here was to get yourselves into church. That's why God said this in his law. He wanted people to go to church. Yeah, I'm preaching to the choir here, aren't I? Because there's an awful lot of empty seats in our church this morning. But that's what the law of the Lord said. You're to bring yourselves into the church for purification and make an offering to the Lord, a sacrifice. And it says, as a suggestion, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons or something. And why am I so cavalier? Why am I so lackadaisical about what it is you're supposed to offer in this sacrifice? It doesn't really matter. It's you being present before the Lord in his holy house. The sacrifices, they didn't do much, did they? The sacrifices, it wasn't the most important thing. The most important sacrifice was Jesus Christ upon the cross for me and for you and for the salvation of all mankind. All of our lessons today, they flow together very smoothly, unlike some other Sundays when the epistle kind of sits out here by itself and the Old Testament and the gospel are kind of together. But all three of our lessons today flow very, very much together. If you followed along in Isaiah, in chapter 62, towards the end of our reading today, in verse 2, you shall be called a new name. Simeon knew that he had been called a new name. And this shows the love that God has for those who are lost and condemned. He loves them so much, he loves us so much, me and you, that he's given us a new name. What is that name? That new name, it could be a number of things. It could be Christ. You are given the name of Christ at your baptism. You are given the being called sons of God, children of God, Jerusalem, the new Jerusalem, nation of Israel. You are given a new name. Because God loves you so much. The bride of Christ. Now in that, the church. You're a member of the church. Here in this Lutheran church, in the Lutheran Church of Missouri City, when you become baptized, you become a member of this church. Which is the bride of Christ. These are all things that Simeon knew. These are things that you and I know. We know these things. Also in Isaiah, in this text that we have before us today, is a blessing. Simeon knew this blessing. Isaiah was a prophet that was about 700 years before Simeon was born. And so we've already established that Simeon was devout and he knew Holy Scripture. Then he knew what Isaiah had said. And Isaiah had given this blessing. We have a new status with God. Even Isaiah's time. They knew they had a new status as a believer with God. We have salvation. God loves us. We have visibly a righteous life now. Simeon was a righteous and devout man. What's righteous? You've been given a holy and precious life. You are righteous before the Lord. You're pure. You're holy. All of us are. We have a new nature about us. In this blessing from God, we have a new nature about us. That new nature means that we are guided and guarded. We are cared for and loved by God, that His Holy Spirit is within us, and we walk in a way that is pleasing to God. Simeon knew all of this, so he gave thanks. He sang his song, the song of Simeon, the same song that we sing following the Lord's Supper. And he told others, because he didn't sing it, you know, I'm not making fun of you, but he sings it like a lot, some folks sing it, you know. You know, you've heard those people sing like that. Simeon didn't sing like that. He sang it loudly. He sang it with joy because he wanted everyone to hear it. That's the way our hymns are. We sing loudly. We give thanks to God and we are telling others. You know, I mentioned that all of our Bible lessons for today from the lectionary all flow together very smoothly. And believe it or not, did you see how short the epistle was today? It sums it all up so it's like the Reader's Digest version of our salvation. God sent His Son. He redeemed us from under the law. And we have received adoption as sons of God. Each of us have. So, Christmas is far from over. The work of Christmas now begins. We should return often to church to give thanks. And in our lives, we tell others of the many blessings that God has given us. Oh, all these blessings that God has given us. Yeah, there's a lot of things in the promise of God. There's a lot of things that we do hope for ourselves. We all do, as Simeon, still hope to see our Lord face to face. But there's so many things in the blessing of God that we have now. No tall order has been given us by God in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and following. Go ye therefore into all nations, making disciples, baptizing them. It's a tall order. It's not that big of an order that we aren't capable of doing that. No matter our station in life, we are all capable of sharing the good news and telling others about the wonders of Christ, about salvation, about living a righteous life, and this new nature which is upheld in us by God. Because He loved us so much, He sent His Son. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen